BBC News with Rosemary Crick. Russia has been observing a day of mourning after a military plane crashed on Sunday in which all 92 people on board were killed. Prayers have been said in the country's Orthodox churches, and a makeshift shrine has been set up in Moscow outside the headquarters of the Alexandrov Music and Dance Ensemble, which lost many of its members. Turkey has appealed for air support from the US-led coalition in Syria to help in the battle to drive Islamic State fighters out of a key town in northeastern Syria. The spokesman for the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said it was not acceptable for the coalition to withhold such backing. The cafeteria manager of a Turkish newspaper has been arrested on charges of insulting the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Şenol Baran, who runs the canteen of the opposition Cumhuriyet newspaper, is accused of having said that he would never make Mr. Erdogan a cup of tea. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has arrived in Hawaii, where he will visit the U.S. naval port of Pearl Harbor 75 years after it was bombed by Japanese warplanes in a surprise attack. He will be accompanied by President Obama, who in May visited the Japanese city of Hiroshima, where the U.S. dropped the first nuclear bomb near the end of the Second World War. The Colombian aviation authorities have confirmed the findings of their colleagues in Bolivia that the lack of fuel and pilot error were to blame for the crash of a Bolivian plane in November. 71 people died, among them most members of a Brazilian football team, when the plane was on its approach to the Colombian city of Medellin. The world's fastest land animal, the cheetah, is said to be rapidly heading for extinction. A study by the National Academy of Sciences in the US says cheetahs are coming increasingly into conflict with human beings as they roam far beyond protected areas. Their cubs have become fashion accessories in the Gulf states. BBC News.